Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Fraser Brooks.
Help. I need somebody.
Help.
Not just anybody. Woo. You know I need someone.
Oh, yes! Go, pro! All right, how is everyone doing? All right, guys, I want you to all stand up, please. All stand up. All right, here we go. I'm gonna give you your first lesson in network marketing on social media. You ready for it? All right, so what I want you to imagine is you're walking down the street and you bump into someone, and the person you bump into, bump is like, yeah. You've been friends with them, you've known them for 20 years, you've been best friends with them for 20 years, but you haven't seen them for the last 18 years. You bump into them into the street. I want you, after three, we're gonna go one, two, three, go. When I go, I want you to meet someone in this room as if you were to meet them as they were your best friend that you bump into the street. You ready? You ready? One, two, three, go.
And I
all right, guys, settle down. It's easy. Easy. Some of you are like, come quick, the toilet. Settle down. Easy, guys, easy. If you can hear the sound of my voice, say shh. All right. So, treat everyone like a someone. Treat everyone like a someone. That's the key to network marketing and on social media. Turn strangers into friends, friends into family. Woohoo! This is a network marketing family right now. So here we go. I want to introduce you to the journey of success in network marketing done on social media. Are you excited for this? You ready for this? All right. So right now on the screen, there are two lands. We have loser land, and we have success land. Now, if you guys, we go halfway. You guys, whoop, you're on loser land. You guys, success land. Now, here's the thing, guys. How much network marketing experience did I have when I started? How much did you have? Guess how many distributors I had in my team when I first started? Guess how much you had? How many customers did you have, Fraser, when you first started? How many did you have? I don't know about you, but if you play any sport and you get a big fat zero, guess what that means? We all start on loser land. So here's the thing, your successful upline and mentor is over on success land. You just joined. Come on, just jump. It's really easy. Just post this, do this live, do this story. It's really adding to a group, tag someone, message them. But everyone on loser land is just looking down at what's directly in front of them, and they see the sharks, the piranhas, the crocodiles, and think, yeah, nah. But it's really easy, just jump. It's gonna take me a while, isn't it? Nah. So you have to do a certain number of activities to make your own bridge. And along the way, there's gonna be people, and you're gonna help me out with this, who are gonna try and stop you. So step number one is you need to ensure that your list is growing daily. Make some noise if you've ever made a list when you first started network marketing. Woo! For those of you who didn't make noise, write a list tonight. Now here's the thing, my first list when I started was 137 people on the list. And I looked at my list and went, ho, 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 I'm gonna be free, I'm gonna be rich. So guess what? I picked up the phone, contacted the first person on the list. No, sounds like a pyramid scheme. Crossed. Second person, no. Crossed. Third, no, 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 no. And I started to sense this feeling of frustration. Has anyone ever felt frustrated before? And that frustration turned into desperation. Please join. I'll even buy you to. I'll even pay for your starter pack. And the more frustrated I got, the more desperate I got. Frustration turns into desperation, which turns into network marketing castration. Guess what happens when you're castrated? You can't duplicate. So here's the thing. If your list is dying, your business has a limit. If your business is growing, your business has no limit. And if your business has no limit, your income can have no limit. So who wants a no-limit business? Who wants an unlimited business? All right, I'm in the right room. So here we go. I'm going to introduce you to my absolute favorite song in all of network marketing. You want to hear it? I'm going to sing right now. Now, it was from a band, it was a Dutch band called Two Unlimited in 1983, and the song is called No Limit. You ready? And it goes like this. No, 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 there's no limit. No, 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 there's no limit, no limit, no reach for the sky, no valley too deep, no mountain too high, no, no limit. Listen to the words. If you can get no, 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 there's no limit. You understand? So go to these places. Go to people who have the same passions as you, interests as you, influences. Find them, add them, and message them. It's not, oh, I found Bob in a dog lovers group. I'm going to add Bob, and then I'm going to pray to Mr. and Mrs. Universe. Please, Mr. and Mrs. Universe, please let Bob see my friend request. Message me after seeing three of my Facebook lives asking me to join at the top business pack. That's like going to a pub and just going and standing next to someone and just going. No, you speak first. Please, Mr. and Mrs. Universe, please see them here. No. You have to find, add, message someone. What do you message? Join my business, it's the best. Best compensation plan ever. What's a compensation plan? No! Connect with them. So first step, I'm on Loserland. Step number one, find ad message. Now here's the thing, you've taken the first step across Loserland. Remember guys, you're on Loserland. What I want you to do is I want you to say, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Now if you're on Successland, I want you to say, go for it. Don't do it. Here's the thing. I'm closer to Loserland, so it's louder in my head. So who do I listen to? Okay. I won't do it. I thought, well, yeah, I shouldn't be finding and adding and messaging strangers. That's just weird, isn't it? Meanwhile, Successland, they're going to Bora Bora on an all-expenses-paid trip. Woohoo! Yeah, but I like going to the same pub on the same night with the same people buying the same drinks. No. Find ad message. Great. Second step is you need to see if the person is open. You have to ask permission, right? Otherwise it's spam. Hey, I know you may or may not be interested, but here's my link anyway. So I want to introduce you to a concept called Messenger Mountain. Now, the goal of the mountain is for you to get to the top. And to get to the top, you have to ask the question. Hey, just curious, would you be open to checking out some more information? No worries if not. There's two ways of doing it. There is the direct way, and there is the relationship building way. Now, notice this comes after you've connected with someone. So the direct way is shorter, but it's steeper. Now, when the steepness comes, there's a lack of momentum, but there's also what's known as rejection rocks. So you find ad message, you connect with someone, and then you get to the point like, hey, like the only reason why I've added you and messaged you is because I want to see if you're open to this business. That's totally cool to do that, but expect that people are going to give you more rejection. You've got to have thick skin. Whereas the relationship building side, you feel like you could do it in your flip-flops. My Aussie friends, your thongs. I know, right? Right? You feel like you could just keep walking, like, oh, this is easy. I found out where they live. I found out what they do for a living. I know what they do for their, in the part-time. I know what they do for this. I know what their dreams are. Great. But you're going to meet the monster of the mountain. And the monster of the mountain is that really awkward feeling you have where you're like, ah, I've known this person for 72 years now, met her on MySpace, and now I've got to see if she's open. So, hey, Betty, just curious, would you be open to checking out some information on an exciting project I'm a part of? No worries if not. That's why you added me on MySpace 72 years ago. How could you? Our friendship's over. You have to ask the question. Build a little bit of a relationship, ask the question. Or don't build a relationship and ask the question. In order to grow, you've got to find your flow. So I dare you to do 100 of each. Because everyone's different. The top leaders in the room might be like, well, I'm just a natural good relationship builder. Other people might be like, nah, I've got enough relationships going on in my life. Thank you very much. Just going to get to the point. Everyone's different. Men are different. Women are different. But if you don't ask the question to see if someone's open, guess what? You ain't going to be able to move to the next part of the process. Are you following so far?
Yeah.
If you are, say yes.
Yeah.
All right. Loser land. Step one, find ad message. Step two, see if they're open. Now, if you're on loser land, what was it? Don't do it. Go for it. You guys are louder in my head, so who am I listening to? Your thoughts will try to limit your success in order to keep their power. That's what they're going to try and do. Because the moment you're successful, you stop listening to them and you start listening to this. So step number three is objections. So you find someone, you add them, you message them, you see if they're open. The majority of people are either going to ghost you or say, I'm not interested. Right? Ghosting, we'll come to that in a second. So recently I was on a flight from Frankfurt to Manchester. Anyone ever been to Manchester before? Yeah, it's not great. Anyone been to Frankfurt before? Right, cool parts of the world. Go, I highly recommend it. Now, here's the thing. I was on a Ryanair flight. Now, Ryanair Airlines is one of those airlines where the price of you adding baggage to your flight is more than the actual flight. It's just weird. $20 for a flight, $50 for hand luggage. What? But what I was doing, I was sat on 11C, and I noticed, you know, you go up in the air, it goes, bing, and the air hostesses, they get out, they're always happy, depending on the airlines, but Ryanair, they're always like, oh yeah, this is great, can't wait, get the little trolley. And they start kind of wheeling around, wheeling up and down, and they go, would you like a tea or coffee? No, okay. Would you like a tea or coffee? No. Would you like a tea or coffee? Yeah, how much are they? £5. £5? Fuck it. Too expensive. Okay. Does the air hostess go down and go, pilot, Mr. Jones in 3E just said the coffee was too expensive. What do I do? Have you ever seen that before? No. So why are you doing it? So here's the thing. If someone sees your message and doesn't reply, so you said, hey, are you open? They see your message, you know, when that little their little face icon appears there, and you're like, ha, they've seen it. Right? And then the dots start dancing. You know when they're typing? And then all of a sudden they stop, and you're like, oh, what are they going to say? And they don't send anything. And you're like, go on. What were you going to say? Are you in? Think emoji. And then the dots start dancing again, and you're like, oh, yeah, this is it. I saw you dancing. I saw your dots dancing. I saw you typing. Don't get sucked into the dot dance. Don't. What you want to do, you need to give them a little nudge, Because some people, they see the message, and then they put their phone down, and they don't reply. Has anyone ever done that before? They don't have a notification, so they don't remember it there. Go onto the message, click the top where it says their name, and then change the chat color from blue to green or to red. Because what it does is it sends them a message to say, Fraser Brooks has just changed the message color from blue to green. So what do they do? What the hell is that? Oh, his message! So the dots start dancing again, right? I reckon I'm doing that all right. Am I doing that as well? Oh, yes! Been practicing it all month. So here's the thing. Here's a quick switch. I'm going to run through this real quick. This is the best message that I've tested with a bunch of people over 10 years of what to say if someone sees your message and doesn't reply. Now, it is quite blunt. It is quite straightforward, but it's the one that tested and worked. If you feel that script doesn't match your personality, fix it up, change it up. I'm cool with that. I'm not going to get annoyed. Oh, freeze, whatever. Now, what happens if someone comes back and says, not interested? Not interested. Your goal, if someone says they're not interested, is your goal is to make sure you get permission to follow up with them. So you say this, hey, no, I'm not interested. It's not for me. All right, cool. No worries. Are you cool if I keep you posted on my progress? That's it. Are you cool if I keep you posted on my progress? 90% of people who reply to this message will say yes. So guess what you've just now done? You've now just self-motivated yourself to actually get progress. 90 days. Hey, Mary, just to let you know, it's been 90 days. I told you I was going to keep you posted on my progress. My business has gone backwards since we last spoke. It's amazing. I was making 500 a month, now I'm making 50 a month. Are you open to taking a second look? No. Are you cool with me keeping you posted on my progress? Yeah, go on then, Mary. You put a rocket up your backside to go to work. Rocket emoji, rocket emoji, rocket emoji. Now, here's the thing. Loserland. Find, add, message. You found someone, you add them, you message them. Who do they need to be? Who cares? If you want to get better, yeah, great. Go and tune in with the tribe. But in reality, you've got a pulse. Go. Number two, see if they're open. Number three, know how to deal with the objections because you will get objections more than you will get acceptance, right? Here's the thing. If you were on loser land, I want you to say, don't do it.
Oh, don't do it.
You've admitted defeat already, haven't you? Don't do it. Go for it. Don't do it. Oh, interesting. You guys are louder in my head. So who am I listening to? You guys. But we're not there yet. Because what the hell do we do now? You know. The fourth step and last step is a tool. Don't be a fool. Use a tool. Right? Now, what's the classic saying? Leaders are readers. Leaders are learners. Honestly, guys, leaders are seeders. Your goal is to plant seeds. That's all leaders do. Woo, there we go. But here's the thing. Most people think it's about the seed. It ain't. It's about the soil. I'm going to take the best seed in the planet right now. It's right here in my hand. Just imagine it is. Best seed ever. I'm going to find two rocks with a crack in the middle of the rocks. And I'm going to go on, seed. You can do it. What happens to the seed? Nothing. Now, I'm going to take the worst seed, a loser land seed. I'm going to put it in the Amazon rainforest. Woo! Blossoms into a massive tree. Too many of you guys are focusing on recruiting good seeds, and you're forgetting that it's the soil that matters more. It's the soil that matters more. Stop focusing on the seeds and start focusing on the soil. So here's the thing. Step one of the tool is usually add tag message. I know RJ mentioned it before. So add tag message, use a group, Zoom presentations, whatever it might be. Then most people, they will add someone into the group, they'll tag them in the video, and then they will message to follow up. That's fine. But to give yourself a better chance of winning, why not do the lives, the stories, and the posts? Now, I've noticed a common theme that seems to be working a lot with the influencers these days is use a good photo with a large amount of copy, like a lot of text. Because you might be thinking, oh yeah, but every time I do that, I get like 3 likes and 2 comments. Yeah, but the people who are commenting, they read the whole flipping thing. They just spent 5 minutes reading your essay. Now, what should it be? Share your struggles before you share your successes. Share the story before the glory. Share the mess before the message. Show the test before the testimonial. There's a big difference in going, hey, I've just bought me new red Ferrari. And you've got a picture of you all over it like that. Soaped up. Big difference of you, instead of you saying like, today's a day I finally got, my dreams came true. I never thought it was gonna happen as a kid. In fact, as a kid, I used to carry around a toy red Ferrari, and my mom, whenever I left the house, my mom would not let us leave the house without the toy Ferrari because she knew I would cry the house down if we left. Today's the day I bought my new red Ferrari, blah, blah, blah. People, when they look at success posts, they go, I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say. What an idiot. You can use your imagination there. People, when they see a struggle post, they relate to it straight away. So here's the thing. Congratulations, you're now on success land. Well done. Well done, guys. Now what are you going to do? Go on. Jump. It's easy. I did. No. You get off your ass. You walk back over the bridge. You take one of your loser land friends, and you tell them the story of how you went from loser to legend. Right? Inspiration comes from progression, not perfection. So share how you progressed. Hey, I used to be like you 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 6 months ago. And I did. I found that message. In fact, come here. This is what I found. I found this person here. I added this person. This is what I sent to them. I then did the next step and the next step and the next step. The thing is, when you grab a friend of yours from Loserland, you tell them the first step, find that message. Now, I don't want to speak to strangers. I don't want to do that. What do? You position them on the bridge. Take a few steps back. And you kick them off the bridge. You've got to work with the action takers and forget the action fakers. Forget them. Forget them. So now, guess what? You've just walked across the bridge. Well done. Now you and your friend are there. So what are you going to do? Go on. You go over there and I'll cheer you on. Go. Go on, Bob. Yeah. Bob, you've got this. Ignore the dance. Don't get sucked into the duck dance. No. You get your friend and you go back over to Loserland and you show your friend how to get another friend from Loserland and you get another person from Loserland. And the whole process is you going back and forth from Loserland to Successland, Loserland to Successland, Loserland to Successland. Making sense? Yes. So on closing, repetition is everything. So in the 60s, there was a very, very famous heart doctor called Dr. Stevenson. And Dr. Stevenson, he used to go on a 60-day tour to 60 cities by car because he was so important, the risk of the plane crashing was super, super high. So he had this chauffeur, and his chauffeur would drive him around the city, city to city to city, and he got on the 59th day, he was in San Diego, and he had to drive from San Diego, he did the event, 3-hour event, and he had to drive from San Diego to Las Vegas, here, right? It was a 6-hour drive. He gets in the car, goes to the chauffeur. I don't think I can do it again. I'm absolutely exhausted. The chauffeur said to him, he said, you know what I do whenever I drop you off? I go into the room and I listen to your 6-hour, your 3-hour presentation. He goes, really? He said, yeah, every time. He said, all right, cool. He said, I know it so well, I think I could do it. Dr. Stevens, are you kidding me? You're a chauffeur? I'm a heart surgeon. He goes, let me prove it to you. We have 6 hours. Let me do it word for word. If I'm one word out, then fair enough. But if I'm word on perfect, I will swap clothes with you and I'll do the presentation in Las Vegas. Dr. Stevenson's like, you freaking nutter.
No way.
So they set off. Dr. Stevenson sat back half asleep, and the chauffeur, 3 hours later, Dr. Stevenson is gobsmacked. How did you know that? Said, I've heard you do it 59 nights in a row. Kind of gets boring, but meh. So anyway, he goes, that could have been fluke. Could have been lucky. So what we'll do, we've got another 3 hours to go. Do it again. So 3 hours go by. Nails it. Nails it. So they pull up at the car park, just about to go. It's 5 minutes before they go on stage. Dr. Stevenson goes, okay, let's swap clothes. There's 5,000 people in the arena. Let's swap clothes. So Dr. Stevenson's got the chauffeur hat on, the white gloves, all that. And the chauffeur is dressed like Dr. Stevenson. 5,000 people on. The chauffeur comes on stage. 3 hours later, he has nailed it. Standing ovation. Dr. Stevenson's at the back as the chauffeur like, wow. Anyway, as everyone starts settling down and Dr. Stevenson's just about to walk off, a graduate on the front row says, Dr. Stevenson, Dr. Stevenson, Dr. Stevenson. What happens if the heart, there's a complication with the heart and the valve comes out, what do you do when you have to decide whether to go on or off? And Dr. Stevenson, the chauffeur starts thinking, oh. That question is so stupid that even my chauffeur can answer it. I love you guys. Thank you so much for having me.